film. We have a Q&A, and thank you for staying for the Q&A. Before I bring the director and the cast back out, my name is Pooja Nair, and I will be conducting your Q&A, and I'm part of the programming team here at TIFF. I just want to let you know how it's going to go. I hope that with these lights, I will find a way to see your hands up. If you ask the questions clearly, concisely, and to the point that we can get as many questions in of yours as possible, and it should go smoothly. Hopefully you'll be able to project your voices out to me and I can repeat the question. If you can't, just, you know, let me know and I'll take it further from there. So without further ado, I'd like to bring the director and the cast back onto the stage.
Misunderstood, and when you have great writing and people around you playing your son and directing you, it's easier, and I was very lucky in that way, and it's just so such a different part, a part that I wouldn't necessarily be thought of for, and I instantly loved it and said, yeah, of course. And I've known Richard for a few years, and it was, I just think he's brilliant and what he does, and it's really lovely to be involved. And I'm really glad I got a great response, and I'm going to shut up.
Very dense vegetation. Well, the book was written by Joe Dunthorn, who's here, I think, unless he was so embarrassed he had to leave. He's there. The book's great, and initially it was just slavishly copying out bits of it and putting int or ext. And then, you know, I had to take it more seriously than that, and Joe, how did it happen? In a way, the character was so good, and it just felt that you could hopefully think of other situations that character could be in, which would you could film rather than not film. Yeah. Was that a really good answer? Yeah, that's the kind of answer Kozlowski would have given to that question.
Was it really hard finding the perfect person to play Oliver Tate?
No, we just settled with Craig. Suddenly, the second thing we saw, let's just get him. I was very tired, I'd had a long lunch. There was another person who could as well be better than you. Literally, just promised to come through the door. Who cares? We know it's going to see this anyway. So, Craig. I'm going to be Craig's agent after this as well. It took a long time, but only, and I mean this as unhorribly as it probably will come out, but to eliminate all the people who weren't Craig, essentially, because we saw Craig quite young, and early on, when I was younger, and it was on tape, and it was hard to believe he was that good, and we just kept getting that going, well, he's going to do something wrong soon, it's going to be really awful, you know, but he just kept being really good. And we were just very lucky, and Craig's terrific. And what do you want to say now?
Details in his room seem to play a very important part of who he is. And so I want to talk about how he
embarrassingly, it's very similar to my room, the room that I had, and all those pictures and, you know, the things that I've sort of liked and wanted to have a picture of Woody Allen, obviously that was copyright free in some way, and Aroma, and, you know, French New Wave things, and the Jean-Pierre Melville poster. And yeah, and just so, this is going to really end it in a really depressing way, but it's so depressing that Claude Chabrol died today. I love Les Cousins, that was one of the big inspirations for this film, and their character in there. He's amazing, you know. It's like The Exorcist, this film. During this film, it's like Claude Chabrol, and then Eric Rohmer, Salinger, it's like we just killed off like all the greats, right? Don't travel with us, it's basically.